Savannah was established in 1733, which makes it the oldest city in Georgia. It's the fifth largest city in the state, and it attracts people from across the globe. According to the Savannah Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, more than 12 million tourists paid a visit to Savannah in 2011. Joel Weber is a first impression specialist at the Bureau. He and his wife moved to Savannah about 7 years ago after living in Connecticut for nearly half a century.
We looked at a lot of different places. Okay, we could have retired anywhere. Ultimately, we decided on Savannah because there's always something going on here. There's always something to do here. There's always a great band coming through or a show, you know, it could be theater, it could be ballet, but there's always something going on here. There's great restaurants. You can eat, you can drink, or you can stay home.
Weber says Savannah has plenty of history, but there's still plenty of stuff to attract people of all ages.
You have an arty set. You also have a major art school here, the Savannah College of Art and Design. As a matter of fact, there's, I think, four universities in the area. And a university will always add to the tone and texture of a community, you know. So that's a big deal, okay? It keeps the place young, it keeps the place old. It's also a unique city. This is probably the most beautiful city in North America.
And parts of a classic movie were filmed in downtown Savannah.
One of the things I tell people to do, that's just silly, is go to the northeast corner of Chippewa Square. That's where the Forrest Gump bench was. Now, there's no Forrest Gump bench there because it was just a movie prop. But there's another bench almost right next to where it was, and you can sit on that bench and take a picture and put it on Facebook and lie to your friends, okay?
Marvin Droege spends a lot of time in Savannah. He's a resident of Bluffton, South Carolina, but he's visited Savannah four times since March 2011.
It's a quaint town. It's a pretty town. The atmosphere is just phenomenal.
As for other parts of Georgia?
Well, we've gone through Atlanta. We've got some friends that live in Atlanta, so we stopped there.
Okay, great.
Atlanta's just too big. I don't want big towns. I like the simpler life.
Savannah is the birthplace of Juliet Gordon Lowe, the founder of the Girl Scouts, and it's the home of the Georgia Historical Society, Telfair Academy of Arts and Sciences, and the First African Baptist Church. John Lawrence, WABE News.